2 days ago, President Bush told an audience in North Carolina that one way to keep our economy strong and vibrant is to become less dependent on foreign sources of energy. He reaffirmed his commitment to renewable energy and said high energy costs are a tax on working people and on small businesses. Without question, high energy costs are impacting the business of agriculture. As I traveled the country this year hosting Farm Bill forums, farmers and ranchers voiced their concerns about energy costs to me very loud and clear. And so today I am announcing the release of a USDA energy strategy to address the difficulties high energy prices pose for producers who are trying to put food on our tables. One issue I heard often during the Farm Bill forums was of the necessity for agriculture to expand beyond food and fiber by adding fuel as a third arm of its portfolio. I'm talking, of course, about the development, production, and use of renewable fuels. Ethanol production in 2005 is estimated at a record high of nearly 4 billion gallons, which translates into 14% of corn use, up from negligible levels just a few years ago. And the economics are improving literally every day. The Renewable Fuel Standard in the Energy Act requires that 7.5 billion gallons of biodiesel and ethanol be used in the nation's fuel supply by 2012. Right now, there are 93 ethanol plants in operation in the United States with a production capacity of 4.2 billion gallons. Another 1.7 billion gallons of capacity is under construction. And we need to do everything we can to build on this momentum. With that in mind, I have directed our rural development staff to maximize the use of approximately $1.4 billion available this year in various business and electric loan and loan guarantee authorities. Specifically, I've directed these funds to be used to the greatest extent possible to help America's farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses create renewable energy systems and businesses. Since the beginning of the Bush administration, nearly $290 million in loans and grants have been approved to increase our renewable energy supply and improve efficiency. By combining this funding with the existing momentum behind renewable energy development, we have the potential to reach the Energy Act standard even before 2012. Doing so would be a significant accomplishment and put us closer to realizing the President's vision of becoming less dependent on foreign sources of oil.